Rise in love.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rise in love. It's me, Dion Edessa, and welcome to this wonderful, beautiful, sunny Sunday morning. Where I am anyway, it's sunny. So welcome. And today we are talking about passion and following your passion and getting the courage to do what you have to do regardless of what you go through. I am Dion Edessa. I am an author, writer, I believe radio personality, TV personality, and I spread the movement of Rise in Love with you via inspirational speaking and self-love coaching / education. And today I have an interview with a gentleman by the name of Mange Banzima of Keystyle. And Keystyle is a fashion blog or a fashion platform that shows individual styles throughout New York City mainly. And I'm just talking to Mange, who is the founder of Keystyle, about how he managed to venture out from a very structured world with numbers and business to a very creative, whatever goes, artistic platform of photography, specifically fashion photography. And I'm just going to give you a bit about myself. You know that I am founder of a movement called Rise in Love with You. And what Rise in Love is all about is loving yourself regardless of what you go through, regardless of your circumstances, and rising to the occasion to fulfill your destiny and to live life at from your maximum potential. And that's exactly what Rise in Love with You is all about. I will also go over the mission, which is absolutely important, of Rise in Love with You, so that you can understand. Here we go. And then, also, I actually found out that of a few people, I actually met a few people that came across their passion by so-called accident, if there's ever such a thing. And I'm going to go over that with you as well by the end of the show. And to Rise in Love with You is, the vision of To Rise in Love with You is that every single woman understands and embraces her natural power and beauty regardless of her past or current circumstances. The vision of Rise in Love with You is that every woman understands her true potential and frees herself from the identity and mental inadequacies of her own mind. Another vision of Rise in Love with You is that every woman connects with the one true source of love, the state of being called her soul. All right. So now I'm going to go straight into this interview with Mange. Do apologize if you're having, if it's not as clear as I would like it to be, just because I was having a few issues and a tech support was helping me, but they did not get back to me. I guess they're away on Sundays. But anyway, if it doesn't come out clear, don't worry. It will be uploaded in the very clear format, and you can get it on the website, dionedessa.com, and also here on Blog Talk Radio, much more clear, all right? So here we go. Let me let you know that the call-in number for today is 646-787-1639, in case you do have any questions, comments, input, anything like that, all right? All right, here we go.
He said it would be about 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. 30 minutes or less. No more than 30 minutes, okay? All right, so we're just going to go right to it. So good morning, Mange.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am good. You?
I am fantastic. I'm very, very glad to have you on the line. And let me just give the listeners a bit of background about you from what I know. That you are a fashion blogger of Keystyle, and how I came across you is Instagram. And you, Keystyle, would just always pop up in my feed, and it became to a point where I would just always look forward to these Keystyle's pictures of random people in New York that have very good fashion sense. So before I go off on a tangent, just let everybody know what it is that you do and who you are.
My name is Mange Banzima, and I do a lot of things. I'm non-traditional. The one most people know is the fashion street style photography. And that comes from, you know, having studied fashion luxury management and then having worked in fashion for almost 15 years. And that comes from styling it to doing a bit with a lot of mathematics, no creativity at all. So, and I used to consult with bloggers, and where, you know, most photographers came to me asking my opinions and what do I think, how can they make money off the blogs. And at the time, I knew how to advise people how to make money, but I didn't know how to take photos. And then I kind of, you know, from what they were showing me from the work, and, you know, I knew their money would be limited as far as not being diverse in their practice. And then at that point, from, you know, seeing on and on and on the similar work, I figured things were missing, which is a lack of diversity in style, meaning, you know, not only the fancy, you know, handbags and the $4,000-$6,000 handbag, how about the basic style, and, you know, from the everyday person.
Right.
You know, and that was lacked. So I figured, you know what, instead of doing the business side of this, let me dive in with the creativity myself. And I kind of had a sense from childhood, you know, planning things, creating better composition. And, you know, I picked the camera up 4.5 years ago because of that, and moved out of New York to Savannah, Georgia. And when I got there, I was, you know, I was around a lot of creative kids, and, you know, went back to school and, you know, kind of started breeding this creativity and this photography. And that's where Key Style was born, in Savannah, Georgia. That's, you know, and that's what most people saw in this latest video. And about 4 years later, Key Style is still, I'm sorry, Savannians still appreciate what I started there. And, you know, they keeps, you know, bringing me back to continue that. But then again, to define the word, Key Style means whose style. You know? So there's a big question mark. You know, I'm curious, and I'm constantly interested in, you know, random people's style and the way they're thinking and the way they're expressing their confidence and all of that. So I think through my lens, I try to define that. So each and every individual, each picture and every individual is the answer to Key Style.
Nice. So how does the process even work when it comes to your blog? Because the pictures that you show are of people just with street style, just walking the street. How do you say, okay, I'm going to stop this person and take a picture of them? What triggers in you to say, capture that person?
Well, and again, there's a discipline. You know, you have to, you can't just get up and do that. You have to have some kind of background, and you have to have an eye.
Right.
So my eye comes from being a stylist in the past. I used to, you know, I was always interested in colors and texture, you know, and then the way people wear their clothes and shoes and hairstyle and all that stuff. So having been, you know, or focused on that, I think it trained my eye to just quickly recognize and believe in what I see and then capture that. So on my blog, you see less fewer text. And again, I'm not saying what I'm showing is the way of going. I'm not showing the best way. All I'm showing is that individual has their own sense of style. And that's, you know, person for person, day by day, city to city, moment to moment, right? So it's believing in my eyes, you know, and that could be from the smallest thing to the biggest thing. So,
right.
You know, it could be from your shoelaces to, you know, your $10,000 bag, or to the way you walk, you know, with your, you know, $100 outfit, you know. So it's not, there's no one way. It's just, you know, it's art, all right? It's creation, and it's belief. It's you know, it's hard to put a word on it, but
yeah,
fashion triggers it all, and people's expression, confidence triggers it all. So, you know, my eyes be judged, and it only takes about a few seconds to make that decision.
Right, definitely. And with your blog on keystyle.com, you can definitely see the range, very diverse. You're not just going to see one type of person, as you said, or one type of style. It's all across the board, from urban to very formal, sophisticated, whatever it is. And I do appreciate that from you as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So where are you from exactly?
I'm from Africa. You know, I was born in Rwanda and you know, traveled a bit around and then ended up here.
Nice. Rwanda there. And French is your first language?
Yes.
Okay. How would you describe your personal style?
My personal style, it's hard to say, you know, and what you see on Keystyle is my personal style, because I can go from wearing a bespoke suit to, you know, to an urban streetwear, you know, with my sneakers and all, you know, hipster look. Mm-hmm. I can represent a range of style, and I try to not be one way, and I try not to let people read me one way. So, mm-hmm. But I tend to, you know, I think the better quality is what, you know, how do I shop for my style? You know, I don't follow trends, you know, meaning I don't just go out there and buy what everyone's buying, you know.
Right.
And I kind of go for quality stuff over time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm wealthy or rich, but I know that, you know, it's going to be classic. And,
right.
You know, I'm going to wear it tomorrow. No one's going to say, hey, that's from 10 years ago, you know.
So
that's my style. I'm very aware that, you know, that fashion is moving very, very fast, and
mm-hmm.
like people are bombarded with newer things by the second. So I tend to stay on the focus side, meaning, you know, buy less, but, you know, make sure it lasts longer, you know.
Quality, yes. Quality
yeah,
over quantity, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Definitely. So, and then you mentioned that you actually ventured out in the blogging side out of necessity, really, right? Am I right, or...?
Yes. I don't make projects. I don't make money off of this, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I will pick on projects that pay me over time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wouldn't call it myself a blogger per se, or I don't make money off of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to serve the people. I'm here to show and train people's eyes and inspire people, you know, to change people's perception, to let them believe, you know, to accept themselves, you know, to be happy for who they are.
Yes.
You know, so, and that, there's no one way for that. If you're rich, great. You know, you're going to be on Keystyle. If you're poor, great. You're going to be on
Keystyle.
Everyone sits on Keystyle.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to teach people, that, you know, get about what someone might tell you or what you will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, you have to accept who you are, because, you know, there's a space for you everywhere. There's a, you know, you have a voice, you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, I identify that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I love the fact that you touched upon being yourself, accepting who you are, and basically you just having that platform to show people's individuality.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely. So what? How would you say your life is today doing this part of it? What does it give you?
It's not... It's a passion, right? Again, I do not make money off of this,
mm-hmm.
you know, but as an artist, on that end, it's tough because I have bills to pay, you know, I have to take care of and fulfill my responsibilities, but yet I'm committed to what I'm passionate about. So,
right.
You know, nothing stops me. It leads into, it will lead itself into other things, whether it's education or, you know, being sponsored by whatever it is, or photo gigs, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I don't look at it. I don't see that yet. I want to see it's commitment, mm-hmm. passion, and that someday, you know, something might happen. I don't know. It might never happen. But
right.
I won't get to those decisions or to that conclusion until I work hard. So,
yeah.
And I encourage people to work harder. And the example of that is I've spoken in a couple of colleges in the past where professors always bring me in to talk, and they're like, please talk about technicalities, you know, the cameras and photography and, you know, the practical side of things. And I say, Yes, but that's easy to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone
mm-hmm.
can open a book. You can go to YouTube. You can teach yourself how to click and take photos. But one thing that cannot teach, you know, the hardest thing is the commitment. You know,
yes.
How do you stay committed? How do you find your passion, your true love, you know, which, you know, in a way, it's been a big sacrifice because, you know, I've gone from, you know, being this number person, this business person, to
yeah.
not showing this non-traditional side of me where people think that I am a creative, I'm a full-time photographer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the business guy might not take me seriously for that, or, you know, vice versa. If I felt a creative, I'm a business person, they would
right.
say, no, you're normally creative. So, but that's okay, you know. I just have to find, you know, my future. I have to reposition
yes.
myself to either be my own businessman or go into a situation that understands a person like I.
Yes,
you
know, yes.
This guy is not just, you know, he's not only is going to know how to, you know, show creativity, but he's also going to understand the bottom line, you know, meaning what are we going to make out of this?
Right, Well, it sounds like you're really blazing your own trail. You know, you have your balance. You have that, what is it they say, the left side analytical brain and then the right side creative brain. Creative side of your brain, which is coming together to just make things work, you know? And
yes.
it's also having that balance, I think, in just everyday life, which makes you happy, really. You know your numbers, but then you also are very artistic and creative, which definitely shows.
Yeah.
So what are some upcoming projects that you have working on? Even outside of your blog, you mentioned that you do some other things as well.
Yes, yes. You know, like I said, I'm in not only creativity but also business. But some of my future projects, you know, I can't say the name yet because nothing's confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a college, and it's going to have to do with photography.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be not only creating it but structuring the whole system or bringing the program that supports, you know, or that opens doors for kids to have this liberty and freedom to go out and create without any, you know, structure or any,
right.
you know, form of, you know, like, yeah, this is the way of doing it, no. But just giving them that freedom to, you know, express their creativity.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. And just if you had a little bit of advice for someone that wanted to begin in the field of fashion, style, like yourself, what would that advice be?
You know, there's no one way. Like I say, you have to dive in.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to find your comfort level,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is, you know, some people want to be fashion designers. Some people want to do fashion marketing. Some people want to do fashion photography, you know, or trend forecasting. So I think you have to just dive in there and you have to find your comfort zone, what it is that you're passionate about. Because when you talk about fashion, it's a big area. I mean, there's the major side of it is business. And the glamour side, that's the smaller side of it.
Mm-hmm,
you know, so,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, you have to know the two of them and you have to say, okay, where do I want to be, you know? So, well, if you're in your community or neighborhood, you know, I'm sure there's department stores and all this stuff. So all of those things, every item you see in those stores are targeted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they talk about fashion merchandising, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Some people might think it's visual, right? No, it's not. There's mathematics, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you have to know how, you know, what's your bottom line, you know, what's your open to buy is to buy that piece of, you know, that denim jeans to go into that location, you know, or a pair of shoes. Or they, so that, you know, I think you have to know what fashion is about first before
right.
you get in. You know, and, you know, there's the side that pays very well and there's the side that doesn't pay at all, right? And it's very playful. So, you know, I think it depends on the individual. The bottom, you know, the one advice I will give is to take advantage of digital marketing, right?
Okay.
Think, you know, and that's the future of what we're doing. That's what you see on social media.
Yeah.
That's what you see, you know, on the website and blogs and stuff like that. So, and that's priceless. I mean, it's free to start, right?
Yeah.
Part of your own platform. children's wear, talk about that.
Right.
This is about menswear, talk about that. Have a focus, you know.
Yes.
You know, and then I don't have a focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe in focus in what these styles are trying to accomplish.
Right.
Simply because I want to screw everyone. You know,
right,
so I'm
right.
going to leave the men behind or the woman behind. You know, I can put aside any day and say, you know what, these styles from now on is going to be about gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, I will not no longer force men or kids or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that's not a definition of these styles. You know, because I told you, it's whose style.
Right.
It has to be open to all.
And it works. It definitely works.
Yeah, so that's my perspective. But, you know, for my business, sense, I will tell you to have a niche market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, work it. You know, if you're going to do men, do it to the best of your ability. If you're going to talk about shoes to the best of your ability.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, so again, digital marketing.
Yes.
Know,
that's actually really good advice from digital marketing there. So do you see, talking to you, you have background, I know, in the business side of it, of the fashion and the creative side. Where do you see yourself most happiest? If you can stay in one part for, stay for the rest of your time here forever, where would it be?
I like the creative side of it because that changes, you know.
Okay.
By the minute, by the moment. And, you know, the business side, yes, it changes, but, you know, it's a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, 2 + 2 = 4, right? So you cannot make it 5 unless, you know, you break some laws or change some. But again, creativity changes. In other words,
mm-hmm.
from my styling perspective, I have a liberty to not only I'm told to put that dress on the woman or the guy,
mm-hmm.
but I can put in the clutch to compensate the style, to balance the style, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make it, you know, pleasing to the eye.
Yeah.
So that liberty is critical. You cannot do that when it comes to numbers sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, you can have a strategy or, you know, and that's why I like marketing, you know, period. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, not only you have numbers, but you also have creative ways of generating revenue, creative
yeah.
ways of developing business, creative ways of bringing business. So, yeah, so I think I like the marketing side of it because
mm-hmm.
with that I can do both.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds good. So it seems like you've managed to balance your life out with the blogging, with the fashion side and the business side and everything else. What does it mean to, when you hear the word rise in love with you, because most of our listeners are very familiar with that term from me. What does that mean for you?
Rise what?
Rise in love with you.
Rise in love with
yes,
you?
Yes, with yourself. Just accepting yourself to be able to love yourself for everything that you are.
It means we cannot all be equal, right?
Mm.
And it means to be happy with what you have.
Yes.
You know, to accept what you have, who you are and what you have.
Yes.
You know, and then this is why people that look at other people, you know, and it's happened a lot on social media. Everyone wants to be like the other character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then people will start doing or calling themselves a blogger, but then not knowing that other blogger is kind of privileged enough that they don't have to go to work every day
mm-hmm.
to pay the bills. You know, they don't have to pay the rent and stuff like that. So you turn yourself into that and you start because it's who, you know, you have to be affiliated somehow to make it profitable, right? So I think it's managing yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a way, you know, we're humans. We, of course, going to fall for a lot, you know. And I am a victim of it. You know, I'm sure most of the viewers, a listener, a viewer
mm-hmm.
is not, or yourself, you know, we have to accept that we're human. But the key word will be managing yourself.
Yes,
you know,
I like
loving
that.
Loving who you are.
Yes. Managing yourself.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I've never heard that one, but I really do like that.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been in the field of management for 9 years.
Yeah.
And when I say, yes, I had to make those companies money, Mm-hmm. But I kind of find myself not only trying to make the business, but I had to manage people.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was managing people, I had to manage myself. Meaning,
mm-hmm.
you know, think before you say, you know,
mm-hmm.
with one another. We're not going to be equal. We're not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to, you know, yeah, if you're going to take everything personally and you're going to feel judged and stuff, then it's going to hold you back.
So are there ever times when you go out? So what's a typical work day for you when you go out to do get your photos and everything? So you're going out the door. What do you do? You know, how do you prepare? What do you say to people?
I never prepare. I never go out. I never get up and say I'm going out shooting. That's
mm-hmm.
not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I run into stuff now. I run into people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always have a bag with me with my camera in it. Whether it's a big one or a small one, I have all, you know, multiple sizes. So it's just running into and running into passionate about and capturing the moment. You know?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you plan it, then you know, I think it never works for me when I plan it. Every time I go out and say I'm gonna go out to Connecticut to shoot or whatever, I'm giving an example.
Yeah.
If I get there, I end up not shooting because in my mind something is telling me it's too staged, it's too prepared, you know.
I
go out every day, you know, when I can. Some of those shots are taken from my car, from the steering wheel. You know, they're all random. I mean, the whole process is not, you know, not your normal way of doing it.
Right.
But it is my way of doing it, and I believe in that. Because the only way I'm going to catch this real natural person and real natural being is to be, you know.
In the moment.
It wants to be in the similar moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a two-way street, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you're not prepared for me, why should I be prepared for you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, the end result is that. So in other words, if you're not prepared, I'm not prepared. I'm just going to show that art and moment in time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, you see my photo the way they are. People are usually walking. They might not be looking at me or don't even see me most of the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, yep.
Nice. So do you showcase your work anywhere besides online? Is there, like, do you have events or galleries or things like that? Or not?
No galleries. I'm thinking about, you know, switching some part of my work into an art form, not to go to social media with them or anything, but to do an opening so people can see that side of me.
Yeah.
As a photographer, I do have other sides that people haven't seen. I can do landscape. I can do other style of photography aside from shooting style.
Yeah.
But that needs to be seen. And then, so that's that. But then I have work that you want to see on key style. For example,
mm-hmm.
I did a project with the New York Public Library or the Schomburg in Harlem called Stafford to Sell. You know, they hired me to photograph the most stylish black men of Harlem. So I did that. I was on Huffington Post Live. And, you know, I have specific projects that I do that social media will never see, you know.
Right.
Because of the nature of the project, you know, and then, content generation for brands. You know, for example, a company hired me a few months ago to capture Wall Street in a non-traditional way, meaning, we don't want to see a lot of suits because that's what Wall Street's known about.
Yeah.
So I was able to show them Wall Street in my way.
Yes.
And they liked it.
That's lovely. That's really good. So how do you even put yourself out like there? If someone wanted, like I said, asked you before, how does one market themselves? You have experience with that. How do you
know? The marketing itself is there's two ways of doing it. There's the traditional way of doing it, there's the non-traditional way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the traditional way is, you know, you have to have a PR and you have to, you know, you have to spend some kind of money to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what you're branding, you know, your logo, your name, all of
mm-hmm.
that. So, and, you know, getting that to the right people, going to magazines, having things, you know, people write about you. Those are the traditional way. The non-traditional way is to use today to take advantage of social media.
Yeah.
Right? And use Facebook, whatever it is, Twitter. You know, have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
People are listening. People are going to hear it. You know, so once start buying into your vision and they understand it very clearly, they're mm-hmm. going to share it for you.
Yeah.
You know, so but you're not paying anything for that.
Right,
so
right.
That, you know, that's how I got, I'm self-marketed. I'm self-promoted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not say I want to do that just because, I keep doing what I do. And
yeah.
People will share the love. People will talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the bottom line is the way I will approach it, the way, there's some words that you probably haven't heard in the book before, be happy,
Don't
do it to others what, meaning what you want to do to yourself, won't do it to others. Just approach everyone with happiness. Whether you have a good day or a bad day,
mm-hmm.
make people's lives,
Definitely.
I don't know. Yes, I'm the people person.
Yes, you definitely are. And
people will market you,
Exactly. You're right. And social media is definitely a very powerful tool right now. Like you said, the digital marketing thing as well. So that is lovely. And your website is www.com.
QUIstyle.com.
QUIstyle.com. And your photography work, can people contact you to hire you for photography?
Yes. If you go to my contact section, you can, there's a little badge, you can slap it, I'll ask you what is it for, and you pick what it is, and write what you want to write me, I'll get it.
Okay.
I'll get it wherever I am, and I'm the only person that will answer you. So, I said, I'm open. Anyone, you write, you're going to hear from me.
Perfect. And what other services do you offer?
I don't know, it depends. I mean, I used to be a stylist, I've shopped personally for people that can afford my services, and then I also do weddings, I've got baby showers and holiday photos. I did a few of those a couple of weeks ago, and event photography I've done, I don't limit myself, and that's why, if you remember our conversation in the beginning, people came to me, I thought they were just a one way of doing things.
And
I encourage them to go out and have a way of doing things and learn other ways of doing things, meaning why you only shooting fashion? Can you do weddings, or baby showers, so I don't limit myself into fashion, because fashion in the whole world is they're very, 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 very small. When you talk about photography as a whole, fashion is
definitely. I definitely get that. Okay, our time is coming to an end now, and our conversation has definitely been insightful. I am excited to see what else you come up with. That whole gallery thing that you may venture out to, please keep me in mind, because I would love to make it better.
And hopefully that if I find a venue, I'm trying to open it to the public so they can come and ask questions.
Yes.
And I'll wait for my work. Any question they have, I'm open to answering them. Because sometimes on social media, people they wonder, how did you do that?
Right.
How is that possible? Were you there? People always ask me, oh, yeah, you photographed these NBA players. You know them personally.
Yeah.
You photographed Derek. You know her personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's valid, it looks like you were having a conversation. It looks like I got super close 101. Sometimes that matters. Because sometimes it's up to work. Capturing the moment within seconds.
Yes.
And showing it.
Yes.
Focus, it looks like, there was time spent on it.
Right.
People have these things they see on, they look at social media. Believe it or not, I tend to go back to real life sometimes, shake hands and ask these questions.
Yes, definitely. You're very humble and very open, and that alone will definitely take you far. And I don't get the sense that you're even trying to go far with it. It's just that you are just doing what you like to do, and that alone would just take you places. So, I definitely look forward to just following you and watching your growth and seeing what other avenues that you take. And I am definitely inspired by the fact that you don't don't limit yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, and I say that because I myself am, I have so many different talents and so many different passions that's just bursting for me to express. But being a creative person in a very practical world is not that easy. So I've learned to kind of suppress, I guess, go with that thing, master, what is it, what did I say? Become the master at one thing, jack of all trades, master at none, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know,
yeah.
Being able to do mental and
success
with the ability. Yeah. If you're going to focus on women, just, you know, do that. If you're not, you know, fine and fast, do it. Be expert at it.
Right. And just do the best. Now, just be the best. Be the best that you can be. In
yeah,
one
you know, I mean, yesterday, I was on watching my television till 2 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. Got off this whole Kobe, you know, retirement thing. You know, when it's time, sometimes you have to know that. You have to listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to yourself. If something tells you, go for it, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, if something tells you, it's not you or bad. You know?
Yeah.
But that's also the other rule. You don't know exactly what everyone feels, but exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Sometimes to my success.
Yeah.
Because if I go on with books, you know, fashion and fashion way.
Yeah.
Well, fashion is everywhere. You know, it could be the guy on the bicycle.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have the most expensive item. You know?
Right.
He doesn't have to be the celebrity for me to store them.
Right.
And people always think I should show myself more than others. You know, mm-hmm. I have this sense of style. I have this. But it's not about me, you know. When I have to show my fashion, it's basically just let how you, you know.
Yeah.
How we go up to parties and let us in the way we felt. And we walk down the street, but fashion is more than size. So I figure it has to be a part of the, you know, etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
More costume trends, more than just,
right.
You know, because at the end of the day, I'm going to sit back and say, well, back in 2013, back in 2012, here's what happened, and I can prove it analytically.
Yeah.
You know, evolve, you know, trends, things change. You know?
Yes.
People were doing X, people were doing Z, you know, or, yeah, I met so-and-so then, you know, or I went to so-and-so XD then, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I can see that, and that was one part of it, because you learn in the process. Just
yes.
Me showing the work, I'm learning every day by the minute, you know?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, we're speaking about this, what we're doing, what you're doing, and just doing it. But what about the person that wants to do it but is afraid of doing it? How do you confront fear?
Last night, someone wrote me, and this young lady, she said, dude, yeah, this one, I watched the video on the website. There's this video out there. I mean, I'm sure you said a snippet of it, but if you go to the website, you just watch the whole 10 minutes of it.
Okay.
You know, that's a learning tool. You know, you see the way I approach people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shake hands, laugh, and making the best out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask them up the street. So I started, but the young lady from her time, she goes, I was in New York 3 years ago. I stood there and observed you for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
During fashion. So I couldn't speak the language, but when I learned that, it told me to work that talking. So in other words, mm-hmm. It wasn't about knowing English.
Yeah.
He learned. He knew she could speak faster.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts how to approach people and talk to them and do all that.
Yeah.
And then when she observed me, yes, I did some of that, but then I'm part of that thing. I just mind my business and take my work.
Yeah.
So she said that he never knew she could speak faster.
Yeah.
That she, you know, that she was shy, she was hesitant.
Yeah.
Scared. And when she saw me after, she went back and said, out of the past to be a photo. No longer afraid of fear is gone.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, again, I encourage people to either call, you know, ask questions that, you know, this year or watch that video because, you know, I grew up shy, you know, or I have to be silent about me. But when you watch that video, you're not going to believe that.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
All I'm trying to say is that, yes, it is you, your mind tricking you.
Yeah.
It is a fun, and I think you should approach it, you know, whatever you're passionate about, you should do it with attitude.
Nice.
So if you look at community organizers, or people that sacrifice to live in other parts of the world when there's a war going on, you know, they're a doctor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could be just like us saying, you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to save my country. I'm going to enjoy life. But they're in service, so they're not afraid. They don't even fear what's going on. They just want to help those people.
Yes, yes. I think
so. If you're passionate and you're committed, yes, the field will go out of the way.
Yes.
You know, people are scared when they're not, you know.
Yes, yes. That was great. Yes. It's like making your why stronger than the actual fear. When you remember why you're doing it, the fear will slowly disappear. Yeah.
So my comfort is the people. I love people. So
yeah.
I'm going to go serve people.
Yeah.
So why should I be afraid? You know, there are judgments where, hey, why are you doing this? You know, yeah, that's okay. I'm going to do it to the fullest.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you have to just go out and do it.
Definitely, and especially for someone like you who came from the business side of it, I'm sure there were people questioning why would you venture out into this now, the artistic side, you know?
Yeah, you know, again, that's the painful part because, I lost friends, I lost contact.
Oh, really?
Whereas people won't take me seriously because of it because, again, that's, I'm not a problem, they're the problem.
Yeah.
You know, again, keep in mind, I don't do this full time. Right.
Right.
So it is a hobby. It is something I do it between lunch and my break. And when projects come, I make time for the project.
Mm-hmm.
But the project I'm talking about is mine included. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in life, people are going to point fingers, people are going to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about them. It's you.
Definitely. Have you always had that mentality, especially being shy in the past?
It was all about getting paid, a big paycheck and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at some point I figured, and I wasn't connected to a part of the world. I wasn't, I didn't understand other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I was judging other people, you know, or maybe I was, but I think this allows me to say, I have guys on the street that don't probably have a roof on top of their head, but that's when I see them, I say hello, you know, I encourage them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's great because I'm able to talk to all people.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was very genuine and open, and we definitely got a lot of nuggets out of there. So people can just email you directly.
They can direct mail, which is, you know, quicker on YouTube and
Rise in love. So that was the session with Mange from Keith Style. So many nuggets. One that definitely stands out for me is the whole following your passion in order to conquer your fears. Get up and just do what you have to do anyway, regardless of what your own mind has to say or anybody else has to say. Get up and do it anyway. And again, if you don't know his work particularly, go on to Instagram or Facebook or the website, QUISTYLE.com, and watch the video that he talks about his work and actually how it gets done on a daily basis. So anybody who is interested in venturing out into the fashion world, blogging, photography, anything like that, check it out, and you can definitely get some clues on how to begin, how to even start. And if you're not, you know, if you just have the passion that you are wanting or desiring to start or to do it anyway, watch the video, gain some inspiration, and just do what it do. So I mentioned something in the beginning about meeting some people, and I was saying that to say, once you make up your mind and decide what it is that you actually want to do, the universe works for you. Meet the right people at the right time in the right places. And I say that as a testimonial of myself. I have met some wonderful women within the last week who are on the same vibration as me. I thought that I was the only one. Like, you know, I thought I was the only one out here, conscious and cute, doing my thing, but I'm not. And I met my sisters, and I am very excited about how we will come together and create greatness and magic and put our minds together to become that one mastermind in order to make things happen. So I say that to say to you, make the decision to live the life that you want, follow your passion, and you will meet the right people in the right places at the right time. This is Deonna Dessa. You're locked into Rise and Love With You Radio. You can contact me on Facebook, DionnaDessa, or on Instagram, same thing, DionnaDessa, or go to my website, www.dionnaDessa.com. Rise and love.